at the Wyffels Hybrids Corn Strategies, I'm visiting with Bill Backus. And Bill, it seems like Wyffels has just had a tremendous growth here in the state of Iowa. I think what you're doing is an indication of that. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. As we move forward, you know, we're kind of calling it this year revolution. We're expanding into western Iowa, really with more focus. So I'm added as a new region manager. We've carved the state up into four regions now and adding a region into southwest Iowa to provide some more focus. I started out with three DSMs, and really I started in March of this year, and I'm already up to six DSMs. You know, been focusing on that and trying to get guys hired here as we move into, you know, the season and the summer and getting ready for harvest here this fall. So really excited and working hard to do what we can to take care of customers.
Well, tell us about some of the hybrids that you have that are especially well-suited for your region. And especially some of the new ones you've got coming out.
You bet, Chuck. As we go north to south, we'll start up there with W5077. That's one we've had out for a while. We've made a conversion on that. W5078 rib will be a Smart Stacks rib with a 95.5 blend, you know, in that bag. And get a lot of demand for that, just simplicity of farming. Wanted to go with a Smart Stacks or a rib-type product. As we head south, 6878 rib. I've also got 6876 rib, which is a double pro, but 6878 rib is a Junie Smart Stacks. Both of those will be a 95.5 blend, and as you utilize those on corn on corn or rotated acres, getting a lot of demand for that popular hybrid line. As we look at another new 111-day W6917, it's a new 111-day VT triple pro, and that's got a really good agronomic package, good gosses, wilt, and just a good versatility in that package. And then our largest volume hybrid that's going to be a new introduction, W6487 is going to be a great VT triple pro, good 110-day. It's going to fit about every environment that we're looking at and just be a very versatile hybrid, again, also with a very good gosses wilt tolerance.
Now, how about, just before we close here, tell us a little bit about the conditions as they've developed this season in your region.
You bet. As we, I would go west to east on that one, as you start at the Missouri River, basically on that river bottom over there, things actually look really, really good. For all the struggles that they had last year with the floods, they've actually been given a blessing to get back on and get some good crops here. Planted early. Pollinated early. Some of it was pollinating during the heat here last week, but really got through a lot of it in prime fashion and looks good. Did a FFA root dig last week and actually dug a soil pit and got down about 4 foot and found, you know, the roots were forced to go down deep and there was still some good subsoil moisture out there. As you move east, however, conditions do get a little bit worse and we're not going to see the top end that we probably had been prepared for, but as you look at it, it's still pretty good because if you go farther east than that, they continue to deteriorate. So really up to I-35 there. Still got a decent chance at a good crop, but we do need a rain.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Bill Backus with Wyffels Hybrids. We're here at the Corn Strategies 2012 in Vinson, Iowa. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.